Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Ellen Wald back on the show. Dr. Ellen Wald is here. She's become one of the newest members of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Transversal Consulting, a consulting and a company in the global energy industry and geopolitics. Her book, Saudi Inc., the Arabian Kingdom's Pursuit of Profit and Power, is outstanding. I know a little bit about that part of the world, and it's an excellent book. And she's a professor of Middle East history and policy at Jacksonville University and a columnist at Forbes.com. Ellen Wald, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, Ellen. And so I want to talk about the U.S. and what our capability and what our possibilities are from the standpoint of energy. This is a very exciting time, maybe the most exciting time in 150 years for energy in America right now. What do you think? Is that an overstatement?
Well, right now, America is one of the leading oil producers in the world. We're probably the second largest oil producer right now, second to Russia. And we're really producing a lot of energy, a lot of oil and natural gas in the country. One of the interesting things, though, is that we're right now in kind of a period of a bit of a holding pattern, you could say, because the oil industry would actually like to expand even more than it has, but the infrastructure that we have in place is not prepared to handle the volume of production that oil companies would like to be.
So you're saying we've got capacity in the ground that we don't have the above ground infrastructure to deal with.
Yes, exactly.
And is that crude?
That.
Is that crude and natural gas, or just crude?
It's both. Natural gas is actually also produced at the same location as you produce
right.
crude oil. Natural gas is also produced, so it's both that you need to be able to take away that natural gas, put it in pipelines,
right.
and get it to where it needs to be utilized,
liquefy it where you can store it. So. Are we talking refineries? Are we talking pipelines? Are we talking where is the weak link in all that?
Well, right now we're mostly talking about pipelines and also port facilities. There's actually no port in the U.S. on the shoreline that can accommodate some of the largest oil tankers.
Wow.
In terms of exports. We have one port that's offshore called the Loop. It's offshore in Louisiana that can accommodate the largest tankers, but a lot of the ports in the Gulf of Mexico need to be upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
They need to
so
be
to use a, to use a football term tankers. To use a football term, you're saying we've outkicked our coverage. We've gotten ahead of ourselves.
We are doing something about it, though. There are a lot of pipelines that are under construction,
mm-hmm.
and preparations are being made. But we're in a period where we haven't quite caught up to
right.
To our productive capacity.
Was this so? Are you saying the great benefits that we're getting from this increase in production? Was unpredicted that it was that it caught the infrastructure folks by surprise. I mean, this is the kind of thing. I mean, 10 years ago, or eight, say 7 or 8 years ago, we've been surprised by what's going on right now, wouldn't we?
I don't think we would be all that surprised. What we refer to as the fracking revolution was definitely underway. 8 years ago. But part of the problem is that there are a lot of regulations in terms of putting in new infrastructure, a lot of studies that have to be done.
Some states won't allow
time.
It. New York won't allow it, for example.
Yes, exactly. But also, we also have to consider the fact that in order to build a new pipeline, there needs to be some sort of assurance that that capacity, that there's going to be capacity to flow through that pipeline.
To justify the capitalization.
You don't want a pipeline sitting around.
Right. Exactly. You don't want a pipeline that you use for 3 years and then it's abandoned it after that. That's a good point. That's a really good point. So folks, the good news, and some people have said, notwithstanding your infrastructure issue, some people have said that the United States could become number one in oil production very easily, even in surpassing Russia. And so, folks, when we come back, I wanted Ellen to set the stage for you for the power and the independence that America could have with its own energy when we talk about what's going on around the world with OPEC and Iran and those kinds of forces that are having an impact on global oil. And we'll do that after the break. 20 till. Dr. Ellen Wald is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.